headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Olive with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, in the hills of Jimboomba region of Queensland, a sheep farm is capturing the eyes and hearts of animal lovers across Australia. Ray Norris and Rachel Moon own a Valet Black Nose sheep farm, a rare breed from the Swiss Alps. These farmers are the only ones in Queensland sharing these creatures with the public. Having travelled 3,500 kilometres for the first of the sheep, the flock has now expanded to 60. You meet them and you'll fall in love, Ray said. In other local news, backpackers have revived a church in the tiny Queensland town of Carrumba as a venue to help people connect and make friends. The once abandoned building was transformed into weekly social gatherings for residents and tourists by backpacker Susan Manico and a church pastor. One resident, Fiona LaRoss, took interest in the church, which has created a new space to socialize in a tiny town. We have songs, somebody might say a prayer, share a bit of food, and the kids can run around, Fiona said. In national news, a bushfire threatened the homes of Dunsborough, a Western Australian town, causing for some residents to evacuate their homes for safety. The bushfires were first reported around midday on Sunday, with some residents stating that the flames were burning very closely to their homes. Clary Hopkins, one of the residents who saw the flames, had evacuated her home. My husband went outside and said, "You need to call 000 now." So I phoned and ran up the street to see where it was, and it was the bush behind us. Carly said, "Police had come around and just told us to evacuate." Department of Fire and Services Incident Controller Matt Mayer said that the fire crews were mopping up around the fire site.
Also in national news, at Catholic Education in Tasmania are excluding teachers based off their sexual orientation. The Catholic Education, which includes 38 schools around Tasmania, are making decisions about employment based off whether employees are in regular or heteronormative relationships. Archbishop Porteous said that Catholic Education was very accepting towards diverse staff members so long as they are not publicly presenting an alternative view. Catholic Education Tasmania has denied enabling a culture of fear. In international news, a federal judge has ordered Donald Trump's administration team to supply temporary funds to the U.S. Agency for International Development. This occurs after the president's announcement to freeze funding and foreign aid, which has shut down American development work worldwide. This court ruling was a second major setback for Mr. Trump and his dismantling of U.S. aid, led by Elon Musk. In the order, Judge Ali said the freeze was a shockwave and upended contracts with thousands of non-profit groups. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of showers. It is currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Tuesday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.